And now here's Korva Coleman with some news.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. At least 17 people have died because of a large winter storm moving through the Midwest. Ice is coating the region. The governors of Kansas and Oklahoma have declared states of emergency. Winston Barton is a spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He's warning Oklahoma residents not to expect power for a while.
Hopefully it's going to rain, not have more ice and sleet. We're hoping that comes to pass so that the power companies can get the power back on. Some saying that it may be several days before many people in Oklahoma get power back again.
It is estimated 1 in 3 Oklahoma residents may lack power. Delegates to the climate change conference in Bali have agreed to provide money to poor countries to help them deal with the world's changing environment. Industrialized nations pump most of the toxic greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Delegates say poor countries feel the pain. The new plan calls for wealthier nations to pay for clean energy projects in the developing world. The man tapped by Russian President Vladimir Putin suggests Putin stay in government. The likely Russian president-to-be, Dmitry Medvedev, says he plans to suggest Putin stay on as Russia's next prime minister. Medvedev says his own administration would be a continuation of Putin's programs. Russia's presidential elections are set for March. And do you remember this group? Well, that's Quiet Riot and their hit, Come On, Feel the Noise. Well, the group's lead singer, Kevin Dubrow, died last month, and a coroner for Clark County, Nevada, says it was because of a cocaine overdose. Dubrow was 52. Quiet Riot was the first metal band to reach number one on the Billboard music charts. The band's latest album, titled Rehab. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you very much, Korva.